Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I wanted to talk about what's going on in the world today. There's been another, and I'm going to say another murder of a black man at the hands of a policeman. And it's sad. I just want to say it's sad. I'm not even going to beat around the bush with this. It's sad. Here he has his partner just standing back watching this man with his knee in this man's neck, and he's begging for him to release him, to get off of his neck with all of his body weight, blocking his airways so that he can breathe. And this cop continued to just be on this man's neck while he's screaming out, "I can't breathe." I'm disgusted. I'm angry. And I am so disappointed in our justice system. Because if they had prosecuted these policemen the way that they should have, each and every time that they've committed these senseless murders, because these are definitely murders, each time they've committed these murders, we would not be in this situation right now. And what's going on here is the only crime that we seem to commit in this world today is the fact that we are black, and the crimes is committed because we are jogging while black, we are eating while black, we are talking while black, we are walking while black, we are shopping while black. We are driving while black, we are flying while black. The crime is being black in this world. That's the crime. The fact that we exist in the eyes of these racists that we are dealing with in this day and age, in 2020, the crime is being black. I call this is the new age lynching is what I call it. It's the new age lynching because they're not showing up at your doors in their hooded white hats and robes. Oh, no, they're sheets. They're not showing up in that. They're coming in the forms of doctors, lawyers, policemen. Okay. Judges. They have these positions, and they're using these positions for their bad and racist agendas. And basically, black and brown people don't stand a chance. And every time I voice my opinion about racism, someone wants to tell me all lives matter. All lives does matter. God created us all. We come from one person, and that's God up above. One person created us. So how is one race of people trying to assume that they are more superior than the next? Why is it that they cannot understand that we all were created by one person? Okay, so why is it so much hate geared toward black people? The only thing we are trying to do every day is live our lives, take care of our families, be happy. But we can't do that. My niece, I took her to the gas station today, and she came and told me when I was about to check out and I was waiting for her to bring me whatever it was she wanted. She said, "God, he's looking at me like I want to steal something." And I said, "Honey, don't even worry about it. This is the world we live in today." You know, she shouldn't have to feel like that at her age. Okay? At 12 years old, she shouldn't have to feel like that. I've been in the store, walking around, trying to see if I want something out the store, trying to find something that I might like. And they follow you up. "Can I help you with something? Can I help you with something?" When I was younger, I've worked in retail before. I know what you're doing, okay? You do this shit when you think that someone is trying to shoplift. You want to let them know that you're watching them. But the funny thing is, I have all the money I need. Whatever I want, I can buy, okay? I have no need to steal from a soul, okay? From anyone. And that's what angers me is when I'm in these stores, I've even told people, and I'm not ignorant. I don't disrespect anyone, but I tell them, no, ma'am, or no, sir, I don't need any help. You know, I let it slide the first time, but when you come back again a second time, that's when I tell you, if I need your help, I know how to come to you. Please don't approach me anymore, because that's when you're harassing me. And if you have such a problem with a Black person being in your stores, then we don't have to shop there. Because you damn sure need our money. You need it. You need the Black and brown people's money. Yes, you do. In order for you to continue to make your money, you need our money. That's why I'm always the first person to say, if someone's mistreating you, and they feel that your money's not good enough, or they want to make it seem like you want to steal from them because of the color of your skin, don't spend your money there. It's a lot of stores and gas stations well known that I won't go to. No, I'm not going to do that. I'll call your corporate office. I'll do all of that. I'll complain and tell you what the hell you're doing wrong. But at the end of it all, you all really don't care. You don't care. They don't care. But I know I'm not going to spend my money there. And it makes me feel good because I know that you're not taking my money and it's not going in your damn bank account. It's going to stay in my pocket. At this day and age, why is it just so bad for a Black person to be able to be in peace? Why is it that everyone, what is this? I mean, my question is, what the hell is going on here? Do you wake up? And I'm sending this out to the racists out there, okay? And I always say in my podcast, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, just stay the hell off my podcast, because I do not candy coat anything. I'm not racist at all. But what I am is tired of the racism. We are all people. We are all human beings. Why is it that the racist of the world today feel that they have to be superior? Okay. Why is it that they feel like they can't function unless they're killing someone that's Black? Do you get a badge? Are they giving you some kind of award that we don't know about? Hey, you wake up in the morning and you go out and say, let's see how many of these Black people I can kill today and get away with it. Yeah, the justice system covers their asses. They hide behind it. They don't ever charge these people. If they charge these bad cops, if they throw their asses in prison the way that they should with the population that they possibly framed to even have them in there, because that's another thing we're dealing with. Cops framing people, putting drugs on people, putting guns on people, giving them fake charges out of racism and pure ignorance. Okay. How about start prosecuting those same damn cops and throwing their asses in that jail where they have put some of these people at that happens to be innocent? How about throwing them in those prisons? Stop tapping them on their hand and telling them you shouldn't have done that. And the only reason why that it's been put all in the media is because we've seen it. The same thing is with Ahmaud, the little young man that was killed for jogging while Black. They didn't care. They had no plans on doing anything to those two guys, those KKK members, which they were. A picture just started circulating of the father at a KKK rally. Had we not seen that video as Black people and become outraged about it, that shit would have been swept under the rug like every other senseless killing of a person of color. When is this shit going to stop? When are we going to be able to turn on our television and not see a white man with his knee in a black man or black woman's neck? When are we going to be able to turn on our televisions and not see a gun pointed at one of our children being a black child for no reason at all? The first thing these cops do when they walk up to a black person is put their hands on their guns. Who's the thug? Can you tell me? Are the thugs the policemen? Because the last damn time I checked, they were supposed to protect and serve everybody, not just their own race. And because our justice system is so fucked up, and they're just tapping individuals on the wrist that's committing all these murders and letting them get away with it because they're white and they're right. So that's what it seems like. If you're white, you're right. If you're white, you're always right. No matter what kind of crime you do, you get off. You get slapped on the wrist. This is the white America that we live in. And I hate to have to say it, but this is how it is. This is how it is. Life is not fair for everybody. And I am, for one, so tired of trying to talk to young children about what's going on in this world. Why are all these people being killed? Why are all these white people getting away with murder? I shouldn't have to have this discussion. We shouldn't have to keep telling kids, you know, It's some bad people in the world. Come on now. We've been saying the same shit since slavery. Oh, well, we didn't do it. It was our ancestors. They did it. But you're doing it too. You're just doing it in a different way. You're not burning the crosses in the front yard. You know, you're not showing up, pulling people out with your KKK outfits on. You're doing it in a different way. You're getting the jobs where you can just kill as many people as you feel like killing at the moment, and you're using your job to do it. Like I said, you're a cop, you're using that. Doctor, there's been reports of doctors doing things that they shouldn't even be doing. Nurses doing things they shouldn't be doing. There's videos of people hiding videos, letting us hear. Hello, and welcome back to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I've been talking about what happened in Minnesota with a gentleman named George Floyd. He was being detained because, I mean, the story has changed so many times. One time they said because of some kind of issue with the check. Then it was over $10. Then it became over $20. But at the end of it all, whatever it was over, he shouldn't have received a death sentence because of it. And I really believe that what they're saying, I don't believe is true anyway. See, if you look around and see everything that's going on right now at this day and age, a lot of people don't want to acknowledge racism. A lot of people feel they rather go through life not believing that it exists because it makes them uncomfortable to talk about it. But the fact is, if you're black in this country, you can walk up the street minding your own business. You can be in your own yard mowing your own lawn. You can be standing in your driveway. You can be walking out of your house. You can be driving. I mean, you can be shopping. You can be swimming. Whatever we do as a black person, because we are a black person, it becomes a crime. The actual crime is that we are black in America. That's the only crime that this is showing everyone. That as long as we have black and brown skin, we will never be safe. When we comply, when people, there's been so many black women, men, children, when they comply and do exactly as the officer says, they're still shot down like dogs. When they run because they have fear of being killed because of the actions of all of these rogue cops, guess what? They are still shot down. When they ask questions about why they've been detained, guess what? Once again, they are shot down. When are we going to ever be able to live in peace as a Black race? I tell people when I'm having this discussion, I don't care what race of people I'm having the discussion with, I tell them what this is a New Age lynching. These are all New Age lynchings, okay? They're not hanging you from the tree, even though we've heard of situations that's taking place in Georgia. And if I recall, it was a place in Missouri as well, where they, and among other places out there, where there were Black men hanging from trees, and let them tell it, they hung themselves. They found a Black man's head on someone's porch in another place down south. Okay. These are, like I said, they're not coming through the way the KKK used to. Okay. They're not doing it that way. They're coming in forms of policemen, doctors, lawyers, judges, politicians, you name it. They're coming, but it's in a new way. It's new age. They're not coming out with the water hose. They still use the dogs, of course, but they're not covering their heads with the sheets. Well, you know, some of them, I guess that's what they call their old school, Klansmen, you know, they still have their little rallies and wear their little sheets. And the thing about that is they're cowards. Anytime you have to cover up your face and hide, you're a damn coward. Show who you are. If you want to be a Klansman, then own it. Own your shit. Don't be afraid that if your face is shown, someone will get in your ass. Don't be afraid that if you let people know who you are, then your shit will be out there and people will have the right to confront your ass about that. Okay. I'm just tired. I am so tired of all of this nonsense that we have to deal with as a race. When is this going to stop? And I sit here and I hear people say, oh, all lives matter. All lives matter. Every time we say Black Lives Matter, here comes someone saying all lives matter. Yes, the fuck it does. Yes, all lives matter. But at this moment, all lives aren't being taken. The lives that are being taken is Black and brown people. Okay? Black people are the ones losing their lives. So just let us do what we do. Stop getting in your feelings when we say that Black people are being murdered for no reason and start telling us that we're racist because we don't care about any other race. That's bullshit. We care about every race. No one should be murdered for no reason. Okay? No one should run around with a target on their back just because of their race. There's not a white person in this world that has to ever fear of being pulled over by a cop or a cop supposedly trying to serve a warrant and kill someone and lies and said that it happened because, well, they will lie and say it happened because they were trying to serve a warrant and had the wrong address. That's bullshit. They have killed Black children in their sleep. Coming in their homes, killing and just shooting people. They've shot through windows. You name it. We are damn tired of it, okay? And then this guy, this cop, only in Minnesota, she only said that this cop will be charged with third-degree murder. I believe he can face up to, what, 25 years? For this man's life, this man wasn't doing anything. His ass should be on death row. His ass should be put in prison for the rest of his fucking life. Or how about let that man's family put their knee in his fucking neck for 8 or 9 minutes? It says an eye for an eye, doesn't it? I mean, when are people going to open their eyes up? We can fight all day long being black people in what it is in a white America, because we are not all treated equally in this country. We are not. And until other people, other races, until white people understand, you have to stand up and fight with us. If you see that this is happening and this is not right, if you have a problem with the way they are killing and beating black men, women, children, stand up and fight with us, because we shouldn't have to fight this shit alone. This is the white race thinking that what are we taking from them? If we want to be technical, if we want to really get technical about this, the white race has stolen a lot from a lot of different race of people. Okay? They've done some things that was so bad. They have killed and killed and continue to kill. And it's so mad at everybody. They should be mad at themselves. They are the ones that have done things for years. Go back so many years. I mean, just go back and count all the things that they've done to people. You got slavery. You have all of this. You have the shit that you did to the Native Americans. What is going on here? You don't have the right to be angry at everybody when you are the walking people. Some of you, don't get me wrong now. I'm not saying all white people are bad, because no one race of people is all bad. Every race has bad people in it. That's a proven fact. But what I am saying is, until the white people stand up that does not approve of what's going on and fight with us, this is going to continue. These lynchings, because that's what they are. They're just new age lynchings. They're going to continue until someone stands up and fights with us. I know that it makes some people uncomfortable to talk about race, but until you talk about it, you can't resolve the race issue. You cannot just turn a deaf ear to it because you feel uncomfortable. And then every time we protest and we say what's going on and how everybody's being treated, the first thing that we're told is, oh, let it go. Let it go. Our ancestors did that. It wasn't us. Okay. Your ancestors did it. But yet, your people continue to do it. But one thing is, do you guys tell the Jewish people to let go of the Holocaust, not to remember the tragedy that they had to go through because of who they were? No. So why do you tell us to forget slavery because it didn't happen to us? It happened to our ancestors. Forget that and stop using the race card. I think that is the most disrespectful shit that I have ever heard in my life. I dare you tell us that all the pain and hurt that our ancestors went through, our family, all of this, I dare you tell us that we don't have the right to be angry about that. We don't have the right to bring that up. You don't have the fucking right to tell us we don't have the right. Okay? I know I do a lot of podcasts. I do a lot of them. And I try to stay away from things that will get me really angry. But I'm very angry, because while we're waiting to see if this animal, this savage, will be charged for killing Mr. George Floyd, then we get another video that pops up about something that's going on in Florida. They're trying to arrest this black man, and his wife or girlfriend or whomever she is screaming, telling this cop, First, there's two cops. Got him on the ground in his own yard, beating him in his back, punching him in his back. And he's screaming, "My neck hurts. Please, I have a spinal injury." His girlfriend is screaming, or wife, telling him he has a spinal injury. And this cop says, "Okay. Oh, okay." He won't put his hand behind his back. He told you he couldn't. Because of that injury, he couldn't. But yet, you continued to do it. So then here's, what, 3 or 4 more cops that comes. Okay? They start beating him in his back. They start putting their knee in his neck. You just saw this shit take place in Minnesota. And here you are bringing your racist asses in Florida, and you're going to turn around and do the same fucking thing. Possibly going to leave this man paralyzed if he's already having problems with the spine. You're going to have him paralyzed. And then to be yelling at this woman when she's telling him, "Hey, I'm telling you, stop that. He can't put his hand behind his back. His neck is hurting. He's yelling. He's in pain. Do what you handcuff him in the front." We all see you handcuff the Caucasians in the front. We see this. We see it all the time. But you rather put this man through all this shit and possibly leave him paralyzed. And then to tell her, "I didn't hear you." You what the fuck you mean you didn't hear her? You heard her. Everybody watching this video heard her tell you that. She couldn't be any louder than what she was. And until pieces of shit like that get off the police force, this world will never be equal. This world will never come together, because you have every piece of trash, every nasty ass savage, every piece of racist crap on these police departments, at working these jobs at the police department. And I'm not just looking in and don't know what I'm talking about. I've dealt with racism my whole fucking life. And I am 47 years old. My children dealt with racism when they were 5. All the way through high school. Even through college, dealing with racism. So, I don't need anyone to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. When I moved in my house, a white woman stopped her damn car in front of the house like she had seen a fucking ghost. Looking at us like, I dare these black people move into a neighborhood like this. Who the hell do you think you are to tell me I can't be here? Really? I have never, out of any place I've lived throughout my life, and one thing about me, I make sure my kids are always, even from when they were babies, I always lived in the suburbs. I always lived in really good neighborhoods. But they didn't like that. I dare this single woman live like this. I dare her live like us. My sister also lives in a nice suburban area. Her neighbors told us, "I dare you all think that you can live in a house like this and you're single. How can a black single woman live like this?" See, this is the problem here. You all feel that we shouldn't have shit in this life. Why? Because you all have taken every damn thing that we have. Everything that we've had, you've taken it. And you want to make sure that we can't get shit now. You block us when we go to buy homes. You block us when we go to buy cars. You block us when we try to get business loans. You block us in every damn way possible. We have to fight like hell to get what white people in this country get if they have no education, they have no money, they have no job, but they can go out there and get any damn thing that they want to get. I can recall working at a bank, going through these loans, doing my job, and I saw a black man and a black woman, a husband and a wife, making close to $300,000 together, was turned down for a damn loan for the house that they wanted and was offered told them, hey, we'll give you $165,000, maybe $170,000 house. But I turned around and looked at another loan, and here are these two single Caucasian people living off of Taco Bell employment. Taco Bell. And they're sitting inside of a $300,000 home, $300,000+ home that they couldn't afford, had never made a payment on time. I looked at the history of both of these. It's my job. I had to go through these loans because there was things we were doing that we, you know, taking care of, record keeping and everything. And I went to my supervisor and I said, what is this? I'll never forget this. I will never forget this. I'm just pissed thinking about it. Here I am, this young Black girl in my 20s. And I'm like, what am I? Is this a joke? And then you look at the Black people, because you know the IDs are in there. So you know their race. Their application's in there for the loan. So you know their race. So basically, these white people were put in a home that they could not afford. Why? Because of their white privilege. And I get so tired of people saying, oh, white people don't have white privilege. Like, hell, they don't. Oh, their white privileges are there. You can call a police on a Black person for being Black these days. The first thing the police are going to do is come and tell you that you're doing something wrong because this white woman or this white man felt the need to call because they felt you didn't have the right to be where you were supposed to be. If that's not white privilege, I can recall when I was growing up, it was a bunch of white kids having a party. They were breaking up things. Nice neighborhood that I grew up in. But, you know, those kids, you know, I'm not going to lie, my parents were well off, but, and so were those people, okay? But they were rowdy ass kids. They were so rowdy. They were breaking things. They were fighting. They were hiding behind my car. So I called the police. I said, I need for you guys to come. There's kids running everywhere. Someone's going to get hurt. The first thing out of the operator's mouth was, what race are they? I said, does it matter? Yeah, it does. I said, why? So, because if I say it's Black, you're going to have the street lit up with cops? I said, no, ma'am. They're white. They're white. Never sent the cop. Never sent the I called three times. They never sent anybody. So I got tired of the shit. I got tired of them being in my yard. And I went outside and I told them, get your fucking asses off my property. Okay. I told them, I went there to where the party and all of the noise was at and told them, don't bring your ass back on this piece of property at this home. Whatever you do elsewhere, that's your damn problem, but you better not bring it back here. So I had to take this shit in my own hands. And I had children, but I had to take it in my own hands because the operator felt those white kids were not going to, their party wasn't going to be ruined. Them fighting, she didn't give a damn. They could have started shooting and could have hurt all of us living around that house. But because they were white, they were right. Every time I've had to call the police on something that someone was doing, the first thing, are they Black, ma'am? No, the hell they are not Black. And if you say that they're not Black, and that they're white. Oh, no. If they come, it's going to be maybe 45 minutes later to give the person that you're calling on a chance to leave if they're white. So that's the shit that I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. That's how this is the world that we live in today. I can go ahead and tell you situations about when I was working in retail. They actually had the nerve to tell us, oh, when you see these people, and I'm Black too, okay? And, you know, if they're stealing, call security and let them know. I said, okay, you know, that's right. If someone is still, no one should steal. You know, don't steal anything that doesn't belong to you. But I can recall watching these two thin white girls, and when I say they were thin, and I say that because They had on the biggest pieces of clothing, which anyone that works in retail know that they're coming to steal. So I happen to be working in customer service with a white woman, and these girls came with two of the biggest carts of clothing. Went in the bathroom, because one thing about when you live in the suburbs or and you work in these suburban areas, you can do what you want when you're white. They weren't supposed to take those carts in there, but they were white and they let them. Loss prevention was standing right there and they let them do it. Didn't care. Indeed, again, these were white girls. So loss prevention walked away. And we just watched to see what these girls were going to do, to see if they were actually going in there to maybe use the bathroom. But they weren't. They were going in there to steal. They came out. The carts were empty. The girls looked like they gained about 300, 400 pounds. Okay, we called loss prevention and told them the girls that you saw, they went in there and they stole. They're wearing the merchandise out. It's wrapped all around them. They've stolen product. Okay, we called them four times to finally, even the white woman said, okay, when there's been black people stealing, she admitted she had called, you know, and they were there. They were there to tackle them down. But she said, why is it that these white girls are going to get away with stealing and loss prevention won't come and get them? Now, to leave the store, you have to walk by loss prevention's office and they see who's coming and who's going. So they saw those white girls walk past the office. So they waited, and I was just so curious. So I just walked toward the front of the store just to see if they were going to let them leave. I wasn't going to approach them because, again, that's not my shit. I'm not going to approach anyone over that merchandise that's covered in insurance. I'm not going to get hurt approaching anyone for shit. Okay. So I just happened to stand there and just watch them go out the door with all this merchandise. I'm watching loss prevention watch them leave with the merchandise and do nothing. I said, okay. So I walk back to the customer service department, and then loss prevention comes and says, well, where are the girls at? I said, well, you know where they're at. You just saw them walk out the damn door with all of that merchandise. Oh, well, I tried to get up here. I said, no, you didn't, because I was watching you watching them. Okay. And I said, but I will tell you this much. I don't give a damn from this day on who comes in here and steals. If you don't see them, I don't see them. I don't care. The way I felt at that moment, I didn't give a damn. I knew I was going to quit that job because I don't work for shit like that. I just don't do that. But I knew that I was going to quit. And this is a big department store, okay? And I'm just not. It was a big department store. And I tell you, well, so you're saying you would let people steal? I'm saying I don't give a fuck. Fuck them and fuck you too. That's exactly what I said. I said, because you're a racist piece of shit. Why are you tackling the black people that steal, and you're letting these motherfuckers leave like they're not doing anything? They're thieves, okay? They're thieves, just like the other ones that were stealing. I said, but because they share your complexion, your race, you didn't care. So I don't care, okay? So you catch people on your own. You come out here and you catch them on your own, because I'm not going to look. I don't care. I'm going to walk right past it. And that's exactly what I did until I quit the job, because I didn't care anymore. Why should I care about what the hell you people are allowing to happen in your store because you're letting your racism get the best of you? Okay, if you don't care, I don't care. But see, I'm not going to continue to work in a store that does not care. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to work somewhere where they don't care what happens as long as you're not black. Anyone that's not black can do any damn thing they want to. But if you're black, that's when everybody's on your ass. Nope, nope, nope. I couldn't work there anymore. And so finally, it had gotten to the point I just could not work, period, with certain people. Some people believe that they are so much more superior than you. You can have the same position. And I have worked for some big companies making really, really good money. But I decided, you know what? I can't do it anymore. When the racism is always put in front of you, no matter what type of job it is, when it's always there and they don't care, they don't try to hide it. My thing was to go into business for myself, and I did. I work for me. And I know that anyone that works for me will never have to worry about having a boss that is racist. I'm going to treat everyone with respect, and no one will be treated better than or less than the other. Everyone will be treated the same. And that's why I try to tell people, if you don't want to deal with people's bullshit in the workplace, then open your own business so you don't have to answer to anyone. You don't have to deal with anyone's racism and bullshit. Just get your own business. And that's what I did. I actually got my own 3 businesses, and I'm proud of that. You know, I just hate that things have to be the way that they are. And I really can't stand I just hate when people tell you you're racist. I'm far from being racist. Far from it. Hell, my grandmother is white. She's white and black. How would I not like her? Are you telling me I don't like her? So come on now, people. I'm just tired of it. I'm just as tired of it as everybody else, you know, and it has to stop until I'm going to continue to say this, until white people stand up and say enough is enough. It's not going to stop until the president stop showing his racism, making people think it's okay. This is the shit that's going to continue to happen. I would have never thought in a million years that people will vote a racist into the White House, but they did. They sure did that. So that shows you the type of people that we live among. And then for people to sit here and even the news media, they're having issues with racism. I was watching a clipping from Channel 5 News where the Caucasian woman tells the black man, they're doing a segment on some ape, something about this ape. I can't remember what the ape was doing. This woman tells him, oh, he kind of resembles you. Are you out of your fucking mind? Really? So you, you feel that safe as a white woman on television where millions, where people around everywhere can see you. You felt that comfortable telling this black man that that ape resembled him? Are you, I'm not even going to say, are you crazy? No, it's not crazy. That's just your white privilege. Okay. We see every day what type of white privilege is out there. And that was one. She should have been fired. Her boss should have came and fired her ass right there sitting in that seat on television, told her, get your shit and get the stepping. But oh no, there was nothing wrong with it because they agree with it. So, you know, that's just how it is. But again, I will say this. Until everyone stands up together, white people, black people, and tell the racist of the world no more, we are not going to tolerate the racism anymore until you guys stand up and do this with us and not leave us here to fight this shit by ourselves. It will never end. Okay, so just remember that. And anyone that's listening to my podcast, just remember what I'm saying. Until white people stand up and let their voices be heard and tell the racist white people of the world. And it's not just racist white people. We've dealt with racism with Chinese people, Arabs. We've dealt with all races of racism toward black people. So basically all I'm saying is until someone stands up and help fight what's going on so that we won't be fighting alone by ourselves alone, none of this will ever change. Okay, it would never change. We will always see what we just saw in Minnesota. We will always see what we just saw in Ferguson some years back. Nothing will ever change. We will see what happened in California with the whole Rodney King situation. We're always going to keep seeing all of this until people stop being uncomfortable when they need to talk about race and get their asses up and be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Okay, I would like to thank everyone for listening to my segment on what's going on in the world today. This has been such a crazy week, to be honest, with everything that's going on in the middle of a pandemic at that. But, you know, when it rains, it pours. And I always tell people when Satan's, when he's doing his dirt, he brings everybody out that's of him. And this is what you get. This is the outcome. Okay, so people, always stay prayed up. I pray for my children, my grandchildren, my family, parents, everybody. I pray for the world all day, every day. There's not a time when I'm not praying. I suggest you all do it too, because until there's some changes made, nothing's going to get better. It's only going to get worse. Okay, thank you all for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life As It Is. And until next time, take care.